Welcome to a new edition of Becoming the Solution, the podcast looking to empower you to be the change you want to see in the world. Each episode is a gateway to personal growth and global impact. For more insightful content, be sure to visit our website at evolvingtogether.life. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. I'd like to encourage you to listen whilst following along with the accompanying text whenever possible. The combination of auditory and visual learning can provide a more comprehensive understanding of the topics we discuss. Today's podcast is titled Navigating Cancel Culture with Wisdom, Avoiding Its Pitfalls. In today's world, the term cancel culture has become a frequent topic of discussion. To comprehend its implications fully, we must delve deep into this concept. Cancel culture involves ending, nullifying, or eradicating the influence and presence of an individual, typically due to something they said or did that others find objectionable. This phenomenon, magnified by the reach of social media, often takes the form of public shaming, boycotts, and collective efforts to diminish the person's public platform. Cancel culture is rooted in the idea that when someone says or does something disagreeable, rather than addressing the issue at hand, the focus shifts to the individual themselves. This behavior can be likened to a triangle of roles: the villain, the hero, and the victim. When someone perceives another as the villain, they position themselves as either the hero or the victim, with the aim of bringing about the perceived wrongdoer's downfall. Cancel culture often emerges from the desire to project one's goodness or moral correctness. People engage in performative virtue signaling to demonstrate their alignment with certain values or beliefs. This behavior is rooted in narcissism, where the focus shifts from genuine activism to seeking validation and approval from others. Those engaging in cancel culture see themselves as the moral arbiters, but in reality, they hinder genuine healing and dialogue by escalating conflict. Cancel culture has gained prominence in an era marked by the rise of the millennial generation. It has been said that millennials, as a generation, have experienced disappointment and a sense of being duped by the systems that preceded them. This has made them prone to distrust and has fueled their inclination towards narcissistic behavior. The feeling of powerlessness within the generation has led to a desire to regain control, often manifesting as the urge to cancel those they perceive as adversaries. Social media has dramatically amplified the reach and impact of cancel culture. It has become easier than ever for individuals to rally support and create pressure against those they disagree with. The digital age has turned social media into a new battleground, allowing anyone with an internet connection to engage in cancel culture. The ease of waging such campaigns has made it a widespread phenomenon. In a world marked by intense polarization, cancel culture thrives. Society, driven by a fear of backlash, tends to conform to the prevailing political correctness. As a result, cancel culture often operates under the banner of social accountability, with the aim of enforcing conformity to specific ideals. However, this does not lead to genuine change. It merely forces people to hide their true beliefs rather than fostering open dialogue and understanding. One of the major pitfalls of cancel culture is its subjectivity. Canceling someone is a relatively subjective perspective, as it is based on individual perceptions of right and wrong. The consequences imposed often lack a causal connection to the original offense, and this creates an unfair and unproductive cycle of behavior. It does little to resolve the underlying issues, and instead drives them underground, allowing them to fester. To navigate cancel culture wisely, we must reconsider our approach to justice. True justice should prioritize healing over control. Punishment and reward-based systems are control techniques that hinder genuine learning and change. Cancel culture may seek to force conformity to ideals, but this approach does not promote true healing or progress. To heal, individuals must experience the opposite of their pain, which cannot be achieved through punitive measures. Cancel culture is a complex and controversial phenomenon that has permeated our society. It stems from a desire for control and conformity rather than genuine healing and justice. To avoid the pitfalls of cancel culture, we must redefine our concept of justice, prioritize healing, and foster open dialogue. True progress comes from understanding, empathy, and the experience of the opposite. Cancel culture. in its current form hinders our evolution as a conscious species. It is our responsibility to transform the culture of cancelling into a culture of healing, understanding and love for the betterment of society as a whole. Thank you for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, consider subscribing for future episodes on your preferred podcast platform. If you have your own reflections or insights on these subjects, we welcome you to share them through the provided website link. Your thoughts contribute to the richness of the conversation, and we value the diverse perspectives our audience brings to the table. Until the next time, stay inquisitive, practice open-minded skepticism, and remember, our purpose is to grow up and evolve.